Hello, welcome to Sleeping Sloth. It is Monday, the 30th of September, and the time is now 1:23 p.m. And you've probably been wondering where I've been. It's been a while, there's been a lot going on, which, you know, so there's a topic that I did want to come in and speak to you about. And today I'm going to be talking about mindfulness in the sense of awareness, in the sense of seeking, I guess, help when you need some, and what that means. So I guess just jumping right into it. A lot of the time I'll say when people think about mindfulness, they think of, I guess, meditation and a lot of the stereotypes of, you know, just going into a compassion state or practicing a particular form of religion that requires you to be more quiet, I guess, and open to a lot of things and more this calmness. But when I, in truth, think of mindfulness, it's more, I think, growth through awareness. It's being aware of yourself, your state, others around you, your surroundings and environment, be it negative or positive. So today I would want to think about us going into the subject of mindful therapy. I'm not quite sure if I've spoken about this, but one of the things that have governed me most of my life, which also pushed me into the path of being more mindful of the way that I respond to the world, is anxiety. And of course, anxiety can stem for a lot of things. It can also result in a lot of new behaviors and a lot of new feelings arising. And I think in my case, after trying to be more aware of not just the physical aspect of me being anxious, be it through breathing or, you know, excitement or concern or worry, but also looking at a deeper aspect of what it is that controls my anxiety. And what I discovered was that a lot of that came from fear. There's a lot of fear around a lot of things. And, you know, again, like when we think of fear, a lot of people think of very big things, but it can be fear of anything. For example, fear of being cold, fear of being hungry, fear of being alone, fear of being, you know, anyway. But it's that fear which governed my anxiety. And what I realized was that while my mindful practice of being aware when these episodes occurred and when they happened, I wasn't taking the necessary steps that I required in helping me find tools that could help me resolve some of them, but or perhaps learn to live and work with some of them, or even change my idea of how I interpret some of my fears and the way that I responded to the world through my physical anxiety. And so because of that, I finally got to a stage where I'd spoken to my general practitioner and we decided that my mental load had reached such a capacity that it was time for me to speak to someone. Now, I had spoken to a therapist before, but it had been probably, it has been about 10 years, about 10 years since I actually spoke to someone. And when I initially spoke to someone, again, it was around a lot of my anxiety, but I hadn't at that time matured into understanding a lot of it. And so I think some of my conversation with my therapist or counselor at the time dealt with a lot of the superficial aspects of what was happening and tools that I can use and how I could respond to particular situations that made me feel uneasy. Fast forward 10 years, a lot of experiences have occurred through marriage and, of course, children and relocating to a new country, making new friends, and also changing my perspective on life, which meant that some of my previous anxieties disappeared. However, new ones grew in areas that were now unknown to me and unfamiliar to me, in bits that I no longer really understood well or could communicate well. And so it had reached and was a little bit, I would say, more difficult to manage because of all the other items or things in my life, events in my life, which seemed to have been taking over more importance at the time that I felt than my own mental health. And so, of course, I've now been to see my therapist 3 times. And I have to say, it is one of the most beautiful experiences that I've had. And I say this because whilst I have seen a therapist before, I don't think I've had the additional life experience and the changes and everything and seen things get better. I hadn't taken a lot more adventures or changed in myself, in that it was helpful, but the outlook and the way that I see things now and the perspective from which I come from now is a lot more different. And now my counselor is more of a mentor and perhaps even a coach to me in helping me be more successful in moving forward and growing in and living with and without some of these new stresses, I would say, in my life. But also, being more mature and much older, it leaves more room for more honesty, which I think is very important. And, you know, looking at it now, I realize that this is something I think when you're trying to find a path of being mindful, it's also very important. I think therapy is very important for everybody. But if you're especially on a path of finding more awareness in yourself and compassion in yourself, I think it's very important that you also find time to speak to somebody that you can honestly speak to with openness and no judgment, because it allows you to see yourself a bit better. It allows you to grow a lot more, but it also allows you to say words and things out loud that you would generally keep inside your head or in your thoughts, that you would try to manage on your own and not manipulate yourself into your own thoughts of, well, let's avoid this question and let's look at it this way. And so, yes, you know, I think in covering that is that it's important that one, in the process of being aware, takes time to be aware that they also need to find paths with people that they can speak to and talk to and be open with and be their true self with. Because the question becomes, are you truly being mindful? Are you truly taking that path to awareness if you're ignoring aspects of yourself and not being 100% of yourself in thought and action? Are you then really being mindful? Are you aware? Is there room for change? Is there room for growth? Is there room for acceptance if you cannot display all your faces, all yourself? And of course, with boundaries of, you know, remembering to be compassionate to how any of those actions and things that you do might have an impact. impact on somebody else. So yes, therapy. I love it. I love it. I went last week, and it's interesting because I'm almost excited to go again and looking forward to my next meet as compared to dreading it. What are we going to talk about then? What am I going to express? Am I going to feel a lot more courageous? Am I going to be okay? And of course, it's great because you have a space, you have somewhere that you can express your concerns and your worries and actually bring those fears to voice. I think that is the key bit. The fear that fuels your anxiety comes to voice. You hear it out loud, you say it to someone, and sometimes when you say it out loud, it doesn't seem as though it's such a big deal. And sometimes when you do say it, you've got somebody there who could then help you solve this puzzle, this maze within your mind that you follow, continuously getting lost in. And so therapy, I look forward to it. And some days I feel like, oh, I feel great today and it's fine. And it's not that I ever feel down, but I feel like my world is great and I have absolutely no concern and everything is running smoothly. And 2 days later, something might come up and I think to myself, oh, I hadn't thought of that. Or what if, what does this mean? I learned something new and I think I hadn't considered that. Perhaps I can speak to my counselor about it because I know that I'm going to be in a safe space where someone's not going to feel, whether it's in my family unit or my friends or whoever, that bringing up this topic out loud where I'm trying to solve it or find it interesting is somewhere that I can do so freely, honestly, and know that I'm not going to be judged or seen differently or seen, as though I'm strange or, whether it's something that I want to do for myself, which others might view as selfish but it allows me to really, especially in the process of trying to deconstruct a lot of the ideas that society has put on me, which I feel sometimes does push a lot of those fears, I'm able to deconstruct little by little, tiny little aspects of this tower that, my whole life has been molded around. It's like basically trying to remove these structures slowly while still keeping this outer bit, this outer shell still intact until you can refill it with stronger, more knowledgeable, much better quality material that's hopefully going to help your tower stand up taller and stronger to anything that might come across. So I wanted to share this because I want those learning, those who are on a path, to take a moment and say, hey, you can do it by yourself, but you don't have to do it by yourself. Find someone who's safe. If you can't afford a therapist or a counselor, then find a friend or someone that you know will not judge you, that will be your cheerleader and your friend and your biggest fan, and share with them as much as you can. Share what's going on with you, with your life, your ideas, your goals, your worries, your concern. Just share you, because doing that makes you even more aware of the person that you're turning into and changing into and becoming, which becomes this more beautiful wonderful thing and gives you even better empowerment, regardless of what you do or who you are. It gives you better empowerment to be able to go out into the universe, into the world, and consciously, kindfully, mindfully, compassionately do things that you want to do. Think, and yet still leaving love to everybody else around you. So yes, this is my experience with therapy, and you know, I am continuing. I urge a lot of you to, if you can, if there's anything that's on your mind or something that you want to talk about or think about or say, whether it's to your partner, your children, your family member, or just things that you want to do in general that you're scared that you can't do because someone says that it's not right, or you're worried about, you know, little tiny things, I urge you, go and find a counselor, go and find a therapist, go and find a life coach, go and find somebody that can hear you so that you can come out of your head, out of your mind, and just be you. So yeah, that's it. I'm going to wish you a beautiful day. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're going into autumn now, which I find to be one of the most beautiful seasons, and I love dearly, not just because my skin and my hair appreciates it, but it's just something about it that just makes me see the world in such a more beautiful and poetic way. So yes, go out, find someone, speak to a therapist, and start that journey onto mindfully being aware of your mental health and your mental state, be it in a way of making it stronger and better so that it can support the new you. And hopefully we'll speak again next week, and yeah, we'll speak then. Goodbye.